The devastating war suddenly ends. But suddenly a change came. On April 9, General Robert E. Lee surrendered at the Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. The war was virtually over. Some activities remained to be quelled farther south and to the west, but on April 11, 2 days after Lee's surrender, editor Smith of the Review and Herald, recognizing the visible answer to prayer, wrote, "They see in the prospect not only the immediate effects that others see, the cessation of slaughter and bloodshed, but they see in it a fulfillment of prophecy, an answer to prayer, a bright token that the great Shepherd of Israel is going before his flock. We therefore thank God for the visible manifestation of his hand in our national affairs." Ibid, April 11, 1865. A week later, Smith referred to the wide acclaim of God's providential hand in the affairs of the nation. "It is right and appropriate that God should be recognized in the national gratitude, for he it is who has given the victory. But to see so general an acknowledgement from the official under his seal of authority, to the humblest citizen, is more than could have been expected." Ibid, April 18, 1865. The recognition of God's providence and the speedy closing of the war was quite generally accepted. The readers of the Review were treated to a significant item in the American Missionary for April, calling attention to the strong religious element in the rejoicing over our victories. The ascription of our great successes to God was all but universal. In the high places of the land and on the busiest marts of trade, as well as in churches and around the domestic altars of Christian families, the same pious recognition was manifest. The brilliant transparency on the Capitol at Washington, "It is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes," and the uncovered multitude in Wall Street joining reverently in prayer and singing the Christian doxology were rare but representative facts. Ibid, June 6, 1865. The Civil War came to a close too soon to test well the provisions made by the government to bring relief to drafted Seventh-day Adventists. But in World War I and subsequent military situations, the steps taken in 1864 and 1865 paved the way for relief of Seventh-day Adventists in the armed services. And what was the significance of an act of Congress that directed that all new dies made at the United States Mint were to bear the motto "In God We Trust"? The favorable trend led James White to appeal to the church. The holding of the winds, in the suppression of the rebellion, outstripping even our faith in the suddenness of its execution, is opening a wide door before us. Let the thousands of Sabbath keepers whose prayer ascended 2 months since for the speedy accomplishment of this work, now so signally answered, again ascend that the great captain of the Lord's host will meet with his people. Ibid, May 9, 1865. And at the annual meeting of the General Conference in May, a resolution was passed and recorded. "Resolved, that we acknowledge, with devout gratitude, the hand of God in this event, as a direct answer to prayer, and that in view of the increased responsibilities laid upon us in again opening the way for the progress of the message, we solemnly consecrate ourselves anew to this great work to which God has called us." Ibid, May 23, 1865.